This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. An International Monetary Fund IMF note has said that India is making faster payments than any other country in the world because of massive adoption of Unified Payments Interface UPI. According to the note titled Growing Retail Digital Payments, the Value of Interoperability, the UPI has transformed the digital payments landscape in India. It remarked that since its launch in 2016, UPI now processes more than 18 billion transactions per month. UPI is an instant payments platform built over the immediate payment service IMPS infrastructure. The note further said that estimating cash usage is difficult because cash transactions can occur anonymously and may not be recorded in any ledger, especially in the informal sector. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval has said that India was able to succeed in Operation Sindoor by using indigenous technology, thereby hitting 9 or 10 targets crisscrossing Pakistan in 28 minutes. In his speech at the 62nd convocation of IIT Madras today, he said the Indian military had the state-of-the-art indigenous technology like BrahMos integrated air command systems and radars in the battlefield during Operation Sindoor. The National Security Advisor said this is a period in 1,000 years and the youth of the country cannot afford to miss it. He called upon the students and youth to make the country a developed state in 2047 by inventing technologies using resources including rare earth minerals, artificial intelligence and quantum computing. The meeting of the Joint Parliamentary Committee on One Nation, One Election is currently underway at Parliament House. The 39-member committee comprises 27 members from the Lok Sabha and 12 members from the Rajya Sabha. The meeting is a part of the broader exercise to examine the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill 2024 and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2024, which aim to enable simultaneous elections to the Lok Sabha and state assemblies. The panel, headed by BJP MP P.P. Chaudhary, is holding consultations with legal experts as part of its ongoing deliberation.
सारे कमेटी के मेंबर्स जो हैं वो बहुत इसमें कीन इंटरेस्ट ले रहे हैं अपने आपके पार्टी लाइन से भी ऊपर उठकर हमारा सोच है कि जो हमारी रिपोर्ट है वो नेशनल इंटरेस्ट में इस तरह का विचार है और आज भी जो है वन नेशन वन इलेक्शन के लिए हम भारत के पूर्व मुख्य न्यायाधीश जस्टिस केहर और भारत के पूर्व मुख्य न्यायाधीश जस्टिस वाई वी चंद्रचूड़ और हमें लगता है कि उनसे भी हमें मार्गदर्शन प्राप्त होगा भारत के संविधान सम्मत ये कार्रवाई है या नहीं है और दूसरा जो है उससे सबसे बड़ा कि मैकेनिज्म क्या हो सकता है
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments and organizations through video conferencing tomorrow. He will also address the appointees on the occasion. The 16th Rozgar Mela will be held at 47 locations across the country. The recruitments are taking place across central government ministries and departments. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has successfully coordinated the return of Kubbawala Mustafa from the UAE through Interpol channels. Kubbawala Mustafa is a wanted subject of Mumbai Police. The International Police Cooperation Unit, IPCU of CBI, in collaboration with NCB Abu Dhabi, successfully brought back wanted red notice subject Kubbawala Mustafa to India today. The death toll due to consumption of spurious toddy in the Kukatpally area of Hyderabad has gone up to 7, while 51 people were hospitalized. Two of the affected persons succumbed late on Thursday, bringing the toll to 7. The affected people had consumed toddy on July 6th and 7th in Kukatpally and surrounding areas. On July the 8th, the victims approached nearby hospitals with symptoms like diarrhea, low blood pressure, dizziness and fatigue. In Pakistan's Balochistan province, gunmen killed 9 bus passengers after abducting them from multiple buses on Thursday evening. The bodies with bullet wounds were found overnight in the mountains. While no group has claimed responsibility, Baloch rebels have in the past been involved in such incidents, killing passengers after identifying them as coming from eastern Punjab province. In cricket, hosts England will resume their first innings play today at the overnight score of 251 for 4 against India on day 2 of the third test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's. And with that, we end this news bulletin.